Blog Talk Radio.
Slouch, what's happening, man?
Man, what's going on, Joe?
Man, what's going on, everybody?
Y'all got the upper hand, man.
Man, first off, we live in our motherfucking cut tonight.
That's what's up, man. That's what I've been hearing. What's going on, man?
I just left a car show down here in the Motor City, man. It was on downtown Detroit on Belle Isle. Man, it was star-studded, crowded. Everything was there that you can think of.
Yeah, I was gonna head down there, man. I couldn't make it.
Slouch, man, it was crazy. I'm talking about crazy packed.
Yeah,
so they
what I heard.
They had a good showing out there.
So, June, what's going on, man?
Man, I can't call it, man. It's drizzling over here. Ain't nothing happening. Oh, before we get into the show, Slouch. Fred got an announcement for everybody. You want Slouch or you want to take care of that? We can get that out the way, you know.
Oh, let me
give our man Big Fred, the underboss of the Motor City Mafia, the CEO of the Fast Show. We got an event going on for you guys that Slouch's gonna give you all the information, and we hope everybody will come out and support him, same way he support everybody. You know, this a group thing here. You know, it ain't just one guy. So, I mean, I'm a long ways from you, but, you know, Michigan, Detroit, show your man support, baby.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know too much about it. He just sent out a media text, you know, to a couple of guys. So, you know, if he ain't going to be on here, I can at least, you know, spread the word, read what he read and what he sent me on text. Hold on, let me get it. It says, Big Fred presents the Dream Cruise After Party, 16915 East Warren. It says, East English Village Bar and Grill from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. You know, it's the same weekend of the Woodward Cruise. You see, you also can bring your bikes, your cars, your motorcycles, and come down and park and show off your vehicles with everyone and come out. It's a grand opening of the Bar and Grill. He's been saying for the longest on here, so it's finally opening up from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. August 17th.
Yeah, I see here that he's going to have, I don't know the streets, but it says that he'll have East Warren from Harvard to Barham. I guess they're going to have this. Okay, yeah, they're going to have the street closed off, so then, you know, guys can cruise and park their cars and show them off and, you know, do what y'all do. So, you know, we hoping it'll be a major success over there for Fred. And, man, come on out there and support him, man. Show him that love he show everybody else, baby.
Yeah, I told him I'd be there to support it, you know.
Now this will be on August the 17th, correct?
August 17th from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m.
There you go. What's my man Tate over here say? You got to show up to show out. So
to show out.
Come on with it, man. That's right. Meatball, what's going on, man? Yeah, go ahead, Slouch. My bad.
I want to give a big shout out to my man, Joey, Boost 12.
Yes, sir.
From winning the Meltdown, the $10,000. He took out everybody. He was the last man standing. He took home the trophy. He took home the money. Big shout out to Boost 12 and the whole camp, the Boosted Misfits.
Man, Listen, man, Boost 12, them boys are probably the hardest working guys out here, man. Them boys go through a lot of adversity. They go through a lot of issues. But when they are able to put a couple passes together, they're dangerous, man. And
yeah.
I tell you this, there was nobody in that meltdown that you could say, oh, that's going to be an easy win, or that's going to be a drive-by. I mean, everybody that was there was top flight. I mean, basically the best that they got here in the city. Plus they had...
Oh, yeah, it is all the heavy hitters there, I heard.
Yeah, they had Scotty G. You know, some people know who he is. Some people don't know who he is. Bottom line, he's a bad man, you know. But at 41, sometimes the bad man ain't going to be the best man. And he got
right.
served, you know. Man came up, if I'm not mistaken, he came up from Florida, which, again, you know, you thank him and you appreciate him for coming out here and showing support, because it's a hell of a ride coming, you know, halfway across the country to race. But he went home with a good Illinois, Indiana, Midwest ass whooping, which is a good thing, you know. In other
right,
words,
right.
If you're coming up this way, you're looking for action, you better have your shit tight, because if not, they're going to tighten it up for you. But again, Boost 12, y'all did a great job, man. Y'all deserve it, and y'all took it. Hopefully, we'll see you guys at 131, and let's see who the real last man standing is. Meatball.
Oh, yeah. Question, that's Scotty G guy.
Yeah.
Well, what's going on, June?
Don't go too far now, because it's time.
I ain't going too far. I'm just
on,
hey, look, I'm on mute. I'm on mute because I'm around a lot of noise. I'm going to take it off mute when I get in my car.
Yeah. What was that now, Snatch?
Scotty G, what kind of car he has? It is a Camaro?
Scotty G got a blue.
The blue Camaro?
Yeah, like
yeah,
2002,
that's a bad car.
Listen.
Yeah,
if you
don't know who Scotty G is, my man, hey, type him up on YouTube.
The man,
the man
been giving the blues to people around the country. I mean, he ain't no new guy. He ain't no punk by any means. You know, if he's sitting next to you, you got problems. But at 41, he had problems. Was he clean?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no excuse. Because everybody's on the same playing field. So there ain't no excuse.
Yep.
But I want to say something behind this. There was so much crying about him racing in the event. Why? Because I feel if you ain't got confidence in yourself, your team, yo, people, then you need to sit down and shut the fuck up. But they were steady
right.
crying because, man, he going to come in here. You know, he going to out-muscle everybody. He going to do this. He going to win it. It ain't fair to the guys, the local guys. Man, listen, man. Y'all grudge racers, y'all drag racers, whatever the fuck you want to call it, man. Before any of that, you a man. Stand up like a man. If a man come to your house looking for trouble, beat his motherfucking brains in. And you know what? And that's just what they did to him. I mean,
mm-hmm.
What's the crime? Granted, it is a class car. But I mean,
right.
there's a lot of guys, both on your side of the border as on mine, that they run in different classes. They flash different numbers. Whether they're slower, whether they're at a class weight, whether they're running balls out, they know where they're at. And I mean,
mm-hmm.
you ain't got a problem with them. I mean, to me, grudge racing, I understand. You don't want to run somebody because there's a good possibility of exposing, especially on a clean run. It
yes.
can expose where you're at. But nobody out here is really that dominant are really that far ahead of the pack. Everybody knows, basically, you can gauge where everybody else is at. You know, come on, man. To me, that's some bullshit. You know, if a motherfucker want to run, run him, man. Stop all this crying, stop all this begging, and stop all this bullshit. And before anybody say anything, I'm going to say it ahead of time. Junior, do you have a car? No, I don't have a car. So we can go to the next question after that. But you know what? I've been doing this long enough. I've been around this long enough. I know what it's about. Am I in the position right now? No, I'm not. I don't have a problem saying that. But sure enough, like everybody else, I'm at the bottom of the barrel. I'll be back again. And you know what? Mm-hmm. All this crying, all this begging, all this other shit. Come on, man. Leave that shit for the girls, man. Leave that for the kids.
There's a lot of that going around.
Bueno, what else we got going on? Hey, Meatball, come on in, man. Let's see what's happening.
Hey,
now,
how is Pete Carr coming along?
He's working on it. He's working on it. I mean, the hit look a lot worse than what it is, but I mean, he's just recuperating from one hit, so it's tough. I mean, you know, to come back as quick as he did the last time, but I mean, before the year's out, the car should be back together. So,
yeah, I heard he may be at 131. That's what I'm hearing.
Well, I mean it's all dependent of how everything falls into place. You know, if you have a good 2 weeks, then yeah. But if you know, if you start having issues along the way, or I mean, it's just not in your favor. You know, sometimes you got to sit down. You know. Which there ain't nothing wrong with that. Sit down, regroup, and come right back at it. You know, and I said it from day one, and I'm going to continue to say it. He got issues with it, but same as anybody else who's got cars. They all have their own issues. But when he sorts it out, it's going to be a handful. It's going to be a handful. And I'm going to tell you one thing right now. When it's sorted out, Pete, don't give a fuck who's sitting in the other lane. You need to come on with it. That I can guarantee you. He don't care who's in the other lane. They got to come on with it.
Yeah,
I know
that's
gonna
how
cuss
he is.
I know
he's true
I know he gonna, oh, yeah, no doubt. I know he's going to cuss me out, but, hey, Pete, we ain't worried about these suckers, man. We'll be right back at their ass again. So what else going on, brother?
Oh, man, just waiting on the 31st, you know, trying to push out the 31st. You know, you got the flyer out there, you know, working on the next flyer for October 5th.
Let everybody know what's going on August the 31st, Slouch.
August 31st. Is the last man standing at Martin, Michigan, US 131. It's a $5,000 guaranteed winner takes all, 250 buy-in. You know, whoever, it's 29, 5, and smaller, or 315 smaller tires. Any power adder, any rear suspension, front style, side suspension, no wheelie bars. 8 miles, so, you know, it's going to be a lot of guys there trying to fight for their money, you know. So, you know, we're going to have a nice little turnout. And you're also having, you know, there's a lot of guys that's coming with their mini bikes and four-wheelers. So we're going to have a mini bike shootout and a four-wheeler shootout. You know, I got some video footage of these four-wheelers. And mini bikes, man, they can beat some of these grudge cars in eight. So we're going to definitely have them out there on the 31st. You know, that's something different, you know, we're going to give to the crowd. So, you know, that right there should bring more people to come spectate and come watch, you know, how we pulling the event
no
out
doubt.
And everything. So,
now, if you come into 131 and you bring in your mini bike, you bring in your four-wheeler, do not go the week before. to Target or wherever they sell them at and pick one up, because, boy, they got some bad bad scooters that are going to be there. If you're looking
you can't
for
go
action,
to no Pet Boy and pick one up.
Yeah,
don't run
to the corner and think, you know, you're going to come in. Definitely going to have some issues.
These boys need bikes on alcohol and all that stuff.
Oh, they ain't playing. That's serious,
no.
man. And you know what I like about that slouch? Maybe not so much with the mini bikes, but them four-wheelers, them Banshees. Come on, man. You can race that on asphalt. You can race it in the dirt.
I'm
in
the car,
June. No. What's happening?
Mm-hmm.
Come on in.
June, I'm back. I'm back on the phone. I'm off mute. I'm in the car.
Man, let's roll. Let's roll, man.
That's going on. Well, anything went down this weekend, man? Because I just was up at the up here shooting a little call out video with the street truck, the Trailblazer.
Hold on, before you say anything, hold on 1 second. Steph, if you're listening, my man from New Jersey, skip the Batmobile bill. Said lock in that Bud Light car that you had in Maryland. He's ready to lock in. He's waiting on y'all. Y'all say y'all are going to come bring. So he's waiting on y'all to lock in. So, you know, your car ain't hurt. Come on, get on the show and lock in. He's waiting. He's ready to run y'all.
I'm pretty sure there's somebody on here. Give me 1 second, Meatball. I'm pretty sure there's somebody on here that knows somebody that knows somebody that can get in touch with that man. He got action with the Batmobile. He got He got all the action he can stand. Am I correct?
Oh yeah. Both are motor cars, so you know.
You need to come on with it. Y'all know how you do this.
I'm just leaving up here with Skip.
Oh yeah, Skip. Just told me he's ready. He waiting on him. And they said they're going to try to get here on the 31st with more than one car.
Okay.
So, you know.
Skip is also trying to lock in with if they both can make it on the 31st with Young Money, with little Bro, the original Nappy out of the Young Money racing team, him and Skip. Also get it on at 131. 131 on the 31st. Also, Street King out of Young Money Racing with the Gold Digger just going to put up his $500 deposit for the 29-inch tire belt against Johnny Quick.
Hold on. What was this now?
Street King out of Young Money Racing.
Right.
Wants to put up his $500 deposit to run Johnny Quick for the 29-inch belt.
Oh, shit. We need to get Johnny Quick and Street King on the line then. I mean, you know, that's what we do. Lock them in.
That's what I mean. But I guess they got to come up with... He said, Street King said, there's a rule of the state that he has, 30 days to reply or to, you know what I mean, to take the challenge or something. I guess that's how the rules go with the 29 belt or whatever. I doubt if I can get Street King on the phone call. He is out there working and entertaining people. Like we just left his shop up there.
Okay, so my question is this. You have... If I'm not mistaken, it was 30 or 31 days they had said to defend the title. Is that correct?
I guess if he call them out now, they got up to 30 days to defend the belt.
Well, shit. August the 31st ain't but 2 weeks away. Shit. That give them plenty of time. Either get down or lay down. Now, my understanding is Johnny Quick don't care who he runs. That's what my understanding is. I may be wrong.
He said he had that $500 deposit.
Well, shit, you need to lock him in.
But it's a good one right there.
It also goes that the belt holder choose the track, right? Am I correct?
Yeah, the track, location, what time, and all that. Choose everything.
Oh. Wow.
So he who holds the belt is the one that dictates how it's going to be run. That's good. That's cool then.
Yeah.
Red.
What's going on, Reg?
What's going on?
Come on in,
Red,
brother.
What's up, Red? Y'all all right? Oh, yeah.
Man,
how about you,
Red?
Hear me?
Good. Yeah.
Cool.
I can
hear you loud.
Day.
Oh, I'm out here just cussing my kids out because they won't stay out the damn street. Red, I was just down this meat bar. I was downtown, man, at the East versus the West car show, man. Man. How was it? Man, I tell you one thing, man. When I got off Belle Isle, man, they had a line down Jefferson.
Wow. Wow.
Meatball matchups, man. You know, I like that, man. That's like the NFL matchups, man. You keep doing that. You like the meatball? Man, thank you, man. You know, I appreciate that, man. You know, I thought meatball matchups would be good. I mean, it'd give, you know, people out here, these races out here got fans, so it'd get, you know, get a – the fans to choose of what they like to see, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just think, you know, you just got to keep doing that, man. That, you know, people want to see grudge racing. I know, like I said, man, I hope it gets back to – I wish it get away. You know, my car won't be out till next year, but when my car come out next year, I don't care how you sitting. We going to ride if the price right. And while I'm segueing into that is, I just think, you know, a lot of guys is complaining about how they sitting. He's sitting like I'm sitting, and his tire bigger or his tire smaller. And much of these guys talk about technology. A lot of these small tire cars, 28 or 28, 29s, are out 60 foot in the big tire cars. The technology is so advanced, man. These grudge cars are super fast, but it just seems like people scared to lose, man. I just want to see some matchups, man. Like, this some true. Why do we call it grudging? If you don't like a cat, point in case, if me and another cat don't like each other, he's 6'4", I'm all a 5'5", 190. I'm going to try his ass if I don't like him. If we don't like each other, I'm going to try you. I may take an ass whooping, but you know what? You're going to respect me after that. It's the same thing.
Red,
it's a grudge. It's not a class race.
You know what that is? What you just described? That's called putting your nuts in place, man. That's what that is. What it is, a lot of these guys, if they're not looking down your throat, they're not trying to engage, you know? If they're not, I mean, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 tenths quicker than you, a second quicker than you, they're not trying to engage. I mean,
And the point in case is, look at the last man standing. The cars that went out, Puerto Rican Pete had more power than a lot of guys, but he had anything can happen. Anything can happen. We could say that about NFL game, man. You know, this team, any time you step on that track, anything can happen. It's called that's why you gamble. That's why you ain't, you know, it comes back to the guy bigger than you and small, and you smaller than him. You're going to take that chance, man. I just think that, you know, it's a lot of fast, it's a shitload of fast 28 and 29 inch cars, man. And are even guys that if you got bars or no bars, man, just start trying a motherfucker, man.
You know what? This class is getting crazy. There's guys out there.
That's just my opinion. That's why we call it the United States, because it's my opinion.
And you're correct. But you know what the thing is? That what you're stating, I don't see it so much as an opinion, but a fact. You're stating a fact. You know, you got guys out there with 26-inch tall tires on 26 by 8 that them son guns are 60 footing and 18 a lot better than guys on 28s, 29s, 30s, and 33s. I mean, it's all dependent of what you got and what your combination is and how well you're able to manage what you have. I mean, if you look at it, Little Rhyme by no means was the fastest car at Last Man Standing, was it? But he was able to make his passes. He was able to make his passes, make them clean, and he had luck on his side because the luck go a long ways with this. Sometimes you got to be lucky. You got to have that luck on you. Boost 12 this weekend. I don't think Boost 12 was the fastest car in the field, but he was able to make his passes. You know, what's going on here is the guys that are winning are the ones that are having the least issues and are making the least mistakes. So what does that mean? That means get your program together. You know, if you having these goofball issues, it's because you're doing goofball shit. Get your program together. You ain't always got to be the fastest one, but be the consistent one. You know,
give me a definition of grudge. What is the definition of grudge?
To me, grudge is trying to whoop anybody and everybody that crosses your path by any means necessary, whether it's head up, giving them a spot, or them giving you a spot. To me, grudge racing is going at it full tilt. I don't care who you are, what you got, come on with it. If you're bigger than me, I'm going to find a way to get around you, just like you said. If you're smaller than me, I'm going to find a way to equalize it. You know, how many times
grudge,
have you seen
man.
A guy?
That's why you call it
how,
grudge,
how
man.
Time,
just take an ass whooping. Learn. If you got to take
I,
an
I mean,
ass
that's,
whooping,
that's
just
all
get
it
out
is.
The ring.
That's all it is. How many times have you seen a smaller guy, just like you said, jump up, hit that big man in the jaw, and flat drop him? Cold sucker.
Drop him.
Okay? I mean, shit, he did what he had to do. Then you got the big guys that'll turn around and hit the little guy one time, and it's over with. But shit, that's the gamble he took.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm just seeing more of it, like, guys want to sit like guys, and you got to sit
man,
like
it's
me.
Safe.
Like,
that's
man,
called
you got
safe.
Some horsepower, man. Some of these cats got, it's some amazing race cars out here, man. You know, I just say, you know, when you want to call a Brian Davis out, or you want to call a Johnny Quick out, or you want to call a Chad out, you know, if you're going to call them out, man, don't be asking them to tame their cars down, man. If you're going to go up and call those three cats out, man, expect to win or expect to take an ass whooping. But, you know, don't open your mouth if you ain't, you know, the motherfuckers going to slap you back.
You know what that is?
I don't know, man.
That's throwing rocks and hiding behind a car. That's all that shit is, you know?
You know, motherfuckers called, you know, just like a couple of weeks ago, you know, somebody was like, hey, I'm looking for Brian Davis, but as soon as Brian get his ass on the line, motherfuckers start backpedaling like, well, how you sitting? They don't give a fuck how you sitting, for real.
Right. I mean,
and Meatball coming up with some amazing. Meatball has come up with some amazing matchups where, when he took thought to it, and I was like, well, damn, I want to see that. I pay to see that. But
you know what?
And you're right.
But now we're gonna ask the question: what's the chances of them matchups ever coming through? You know, a lot of them dudes, oh, yeah, I could whoop such and such, but you won't engage with them. I mean, on the internet, you see how these guys go at it back and forth. Come on, man. And weeks go by, and they haven't engaged. Months go by, they haven't engaged.
Well,
we understand
some guys, a lot of guys are on family vacation and their work schedule and stuff like that, but I mean,
no doubt.
It's some amazing race cars out here. I mean, these guys got some amazing cars. Everything Never Scared got, I mean, White Trash is an amazing car. Brian got an amazing car. I mean, Quick got a car. Dom got a car. It's just some amazing cars, but it's just like, you know, it's races people want to see. I don't give a fuck where it's at. That's correct. It's just races people want to see, man, but we as the fans would like to see more of engagement, you know, but it still comes down to the money and making the stiffs right. But a grudge is a grudge, man. It's just, you know, it's just like a throwing motherfuckers in the ring. Just like a battle royale back in wrestling. It's fake, but the biggest guy never won.
But you know what?
But
you know,
the technology is so... Huh?
You know, they go back to, Reg, if you look at the class cars, a lot of these grudge racers, man, will shit on them class cars. The way they look, they perform, the equipment that they have. I mean, come on, man. You got some guys that they got decent cars, but then you guys got top flight cars. Ain't no reason any of these other guys, you should be ducking them. I mean, there's no reason behind it.
I think the competition is so close, Junior and Meatball. The competition and the ET is so close. Technically speaking, all this shit comes down to driver. And a lot of these drivers, it comes down to nuts and comes down to driver. And that's why I said I'm not throwing any names and not throwing anybody under the bus because I think when you got a quality car like that, you have to be a hell of a driver. You have to be. I'm just saying that we would like to see more of those Meatball matchups. I think that's something Meatball should run with and he should put those out every week. I think it's just something that's very when he put it out, I thought it was very interesting. I'm like, okay, that's a new wrinkle in the fabric of grudge racing. That's something I want to. He needs to start to build up on and try to close these matchups up, man.
Right.
You know, it's just some good shit out there, and you know, technically speaking, can we really say we've seen, besides the shootouts, can we really say what was a grudge race where we was like, damn, I could talk about that one all summer? That shit you sit in the garage and say, man, do you remember when? Grudge race.
There you go.
Between two
there
races.
You go.
Do you remember when so-and-so raced so-and-so? That shit was so hyped and that race was so close, it came down to who blinked first, you know?
Right.
Have we had that race this year?
You know what? You know what? If you look at it, Detroit, Illinois, you got street races that are still being talked about that went on in the 80s and the 90s. Maybe even in the 2000s. But yet, now that we have places where we can do this, where we got the exposure, where, I mean, the people are there. They're not, I haven't seen any that I could honestly say, you know, 10 years from now, I'm going to say, hey, man, you remember this race? I ain't seen them.
I'm going to tell you one race I remember.
They're far and few.
The one race I remember was when, and it was crazy, I was at Top End when Jimmy raced Donye, and as soon as Donye blinked, Jimmy ass was out. Remember that? And Donye lit the candles and shut it off at the quarter. I mean, shut it off before the quarter. I mean, that was just like a race. Like, man, Jimmy slapped him and ran, and Donye came back and, you know, slapped, and you know how somebody running, you
back,
put their legs and they fall.
Hit him in the back of the head, yeah.
Hit him in the back of the head. But that was, Jimmy was like, fuck it, I'll try him. That was a grudge race. Jimmy tried him.
He had to. You know,
I pay money. I pay money too.
To make a pass.
I pay money too, but I want to see some grudge racing. You know, I pay money to get into events. and you know, I want to see some grudge racing. So I want to see some heavy hitter, like when you mention the names, you like, damn, for real. Like, I ain't got to see nothing else as long as I see that race. You know,
I'll tell you this. What I'd like to see, Wayne and Tone engage. I would like to see Kimo engage with anybody.
Yeah.
Who else we got?
I wouldn't mind seeing. I don't care. And I know it won't. It probably won't happen at our track, but I would like to see that Dom and Quick rematch.
Yeah, that's another good one. That's to settle. That's to make sure they ain't no. I mean, both of them on a nice, clean pass.
Hell yeah!
And you know what?
Those are both your most. Those are two amazing cars. My race of the year, and I still say it's gonna be race of the year, is Lil Tony and Ave.
No doubt. No, that's another good matchup there. I'll tell you this.
And that was a meatball matchup right there.
I'd like to see Little Ron and Tone go at it. Biz and Tone go at it. In fact, you know what? I'm trying to throw Tone under the bus with every motherfucking body. You know why? Because I know he will engage. I've been watching for the last week or two. In fact, the last 2-3 weeks, the way he's been going at people. Man, y'all steady got these race cars, and you have this one man talking to y'all and choking y'all out the way he's doing. Engage with him. That's my man, but still, engage with him. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I like to see the politics out of racing, man. The politics got to disappear out of this race and stuff, man. You know, I think grudge racing has become more popular than, you know, class racing by far, because the intensity, the rawness, and the grassroots of it, and, you know, the
local guys
who build these amazing cars. And I mean, like I said, you got amazing drivers, like, you know, Lil Tony, Quick, Dom, Wayne. You got all these, you know, Aaron. You just got amazing drivers out here that, on the local level, man, just, you know, they have a huge following because of the, you know, the conflict that go with it, the controversy that happens with all of this racing. And we as fans, you know, we look forward to that.
That's right. And you know what? It's our job.
They have a huge following. We just, you know, we want them to, you know, we just hope that they don't lose their edge and they hunger for racing because of the politics of it.
It's our job as fans to push the races. Because you got to remember, if the fans don't show up at the track, yeah, you're going to be out there racing. But, I mean, how many times have you gone to race by yourself, you whoop somebody? What are you celebrating? Nothing. Nothing. Ain't nothing like coming back down that return road and you got 1,000, 1,500, 2,000 people standing up, thumbs up, yelling at you. Come on, man. On top of the money, on top of the win, ain't nothing like that. Because even if in the next round they beat your brains in, for that one moment, you was the man. Come on, man.
Yeah, I'm still looking for that race to talk about over the winter, man.
And you know what? They got
on my gauge.
No, your mic is open. Come on in.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Eastside Stranglers.
What's happening?
What's going on, man? What's going on, man? I'm listening in everything.
What's happening?
Pretty good. What's going on, Slouch, Meatball, Tony?
What's up, man?
Everybody in Detroit.
Man, we here. What's going on, man? How'd it go?
Man, it was cool, man. I was at the little meltdown yesterday at 41. It was a nice shootout. A lot of fast cars. It was nice.
That's what's happening.
Everybody got
that. I was surprised old Scotty G came up there, man.
How many rounds did he go?
He made it to the second round. He went down with Boost 12, and he had him, but he popped. The night just backfired.
Okay.
And, lost against Boost 12. Yeah.
Not too real. Let me ask you something. When you engage with somebody, you engage because you feel you can beat that person. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, how many of these guys, I understand, not all cards are evenly matched. There's a lot of guys that probably got more power, better cards, complete, totally better setup than you, but yet you still willing to engage with him because you betting on yourself, ain't you? You betting on what you got. You betting on what your car can do.
Right. Sometimes in a situation like that, I race the track, not the opponent.
Thank you. See, that's
so I know
that
if I can get down that track and I know my car, I'm a track.
See, that's you said the key.
Most races I engaged in, I know his car probably faster than me, but I still track it. I'm not scared to lose, and I want to win.
There you go.
You got to lose to win.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's my point,
that.
Terrell.
That's my point. That's what I was just saying. You know, being a true grudge racer and being just like an athlete. I mean, think about it, man. You may have five plays in a down, but my man, they whoop your ass two of them five plays. But you know what? You say, you know what? These last three times, three downs, I'm about to bust his ass. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
And that's what I was
saying,
this grudge racing, everybody like, I got to be sitting, I got to have this, you can't have this, can't have that. Well, man, sit your ass down. You know, that's not what I want to say sometimes, but I respect people.
Well, when I engaged with Leon, you know, it was brought to me, hey, we give you the break. Let's do this. Come on. And I asked him, I didn't want
you
anything,
gotta take
but
it,
he
though.
Gave it to me, I took it.
You got to take it, no
you know?
Doubt. See, that's
the thing. Exactly.
You got guys that are really close match right now that will offer the other guy the brake, the back tire, the brake, and the clear, and they still won't engage. Come on, man. What do you got then? I mean, as close, all of us here can basically gauge another car, whether you've seen them once, you've seen them twice, or you have an idea of what type of setup he's got. So you can get a ballpark figure. When a man is within your range, plus or minus, if he giving you something, man, you got to take that. You know? Ain't no different than a fight. Hey, Terrell, I'm going to let you hit me in the jaw twice, and then it's my turn. What you going to do? You got to take that shit. Especially
take
that money. Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Now I'm going to ask you a couple questions here. If you in a Suburban and they call you out with a Suburban, will you race?
Yeah, I'll race.
Okay. If you in a luxury car and they call you out with a luxury car, will you race?
I'll race.
I ain't going to keep going because if you on a bicycle, a skateboard, on foot,
it doesn't matter.
If they you gonna get down, ain't you?
It doesn't. I'm gonna get down.
See, you have the disease. You have the disease, man. You a grudge racer.
I didn't build my car for Tessin and Tony. I built my car for grudge race. You
that's
have a choice: grudge race or class race, or don't build a car at all. Be a spectator.
That's right.
A lot of guys can't handle it. They don't want to lose, so they sit back. Put it off the trailer, make a couple pass, put back on the trailer, and that's it. And didn't accomplish something. Now, you didn't accomplish anything but a little ticket at the end that you make your quarter mile, it's a little ticket at the end. That's something you accomplish. But accomplish
it.
Get in the lane with somebody. You know? You run down a track next to a person with no money on the line, put money on the line.
That's right. That is right. I mean, it's a gamble, man. It's a gamble. I've all these guys. I've seen guys, man, that have run, and it ain't this one thing. I want to make clear, everybody bets within their means. I don't see guys that bet $100 on a race when you know damn well it costs them in fuel, the expenses of getting to the track, the expenses of the car. They will run for $100, $200, $300 all night long. Why? Because they want to race. I mean, come on, man. That's what this is about. And honestly, it's got like a bitter taste right now because you know you got so many guys. Man, there's a potential out there that if Illinois were to engage the way that it should against Michigan, oh man, it'd be a massacre on whichever side come up on top. Why? Because in Illinois, we got a bad group of cars. Michigan got a bad, and it ain't just us here. It's around the country. But, you know, dudes, if they ain't looking down your throat, they ain't trying to engage, man. Run a red slouch. I got some hands up here.
Open them up, man.
Let me go and open them up, see what's happening. 6:30, 1551, your mic is open. 6:30, 1551, your mic is open. Okay. 313-4595, your mic is open.
Yeah, I'm just
313. There you go. Meatball, you back on. 2850, 713-2850.
773-9705, your mic is open. What's going on, everybody? This is Big Sham out of Chicago for Rough Racing. What's up, Tone and Junior, Terrell, Slouch? I was just listening here.
Big Sham, what's happening, man?
Man, slow motion. Just listening in to y'all conversation.
There you go.
Good conversation.
We appreciate you calling in, brother. I know you got something going on next month, man. What's happening?
Yeah, it's really synonymous with what the conversation is about because I'm doing a old school street race at No Limit Raceway on September 8th. You know, you guys were talking about people giving, I mean, spots and trying to make it fair. I don't think, you know, people really want to make races fair anymore. But we're gonna try to engage something on September 8th. I believe it's still prevalent, but you know, we just have to bring it back. You know, back in the day, as far as I'm concerned, people that were faster than you, they didn't care nothing about you. They'd give you a spot.
Everybody
wants something sweet now, it seems like to be. But
there you go.
Everybody's not like that. It's like a snowball effect. You just got to, you know, you got to start it off and it'll just keep going. But, yeah, I talked to little Tony the other day, and he made a big statement about some of these real street cars. Anybody on 20-inch rims or bigger, they got action when they come on September 8th.
That's what's happening.
So I'm gonna hold them to it.
That's what's happening. You know what the thing is, man. Grudge racing, it don't matter. Everybody know where all of this started, man. I mean, if anything, we have an advantage now. Back in the days, a lot of the tracks, they didn't want us going there. You know, I say us, I say it as the group that we were from the streets. They didn't want us going to the tracks. I mean, right now, any track across the country, man, will open their arms for us to bring our business to them. But yet, now that we have a field to play on, man, dudes don't, I mean, they don't want to engage the way we should be engaging. Out on the street back in the days, you would go and they might get 10 races off. Granted, it might have been at 10 different places because, you know, police show up chasing you off and everything else. But there's times you go to the track, and if it weren't for the shootouts and the different events, you wouldn't get 10 grudge races off. Come on, man.
Right.
You know,
well, I think it's really up to us to really, you know, to change that. I mean, it's
that's right. That's right.
Races are
so,
concerned. I mean, there are people still out here that will go. I know. I mean, but making it right—that's the difference. I think it was more,
right,
you know, prevalent back in the day. People would try to make it right. They didn't, you know, because they didn't care nothing about you no way. So they make it. They'll try to trick you into thinking they're making it right. But you know, you got to take a chance. Everybody got to take a chance, like Terrell did with Leon the other day.
No doubt.
That was really actually three lug went off and told them that. And they ended up winning, but it was a good race. I mean, that was a good race. And you made mention of, I don't know who that was, but they were talking about good races. I think one of the best races that I've seen this year was two street cars, and that was at Lil Tony's race. IBL and Mazzolini. That was like one of the best races I've seen all year.
That was a classic then. That was a classic. And again, they weren't the two fastest cars on the compound, man.
Oh, absolutely.
Shit.
But it was a real street race.
There you go. Now I got a question. That means if I'm trying to give somebody 4, 5, 10 in the hit, ain't no problem with that. Any type of race that anybody wants to accommodate that day, they can get it off then.
Oh, they can get it off for sure. They can stop the show. If you bad, stop the show.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
That applies to us too, Junior. At our event, all locked in grudge races are that gets precedence over everything. We stop in the show on the 31st. Anytime there's a grudge race, but you know what? You got to have your money. We ain't gonna be doing no negotiating at the line. When you come up, you got to be locked and loaded, ready to go.
That's right.
And,
that's
you know,
right.
We stopping everything because it is a grudge race. The shootout is something, you know, we're having on top of the grudge racing, but you know
we can't stop the shootout. If they're doing a shootout, we can't stop the shootout till it's over.
We understand that, George. I'm talking
yeah,
about
a lot of people. You know, a lot of people.
Hold
say
on,
that.
Dude.
Yeah,
hold on.
No,
hold
saying.
On. Hold on. This with the test and tune. If we're in the middle of the shootout, we're not going to stop the shootout. But if it's test and tuning and people doing shakedowns, if there's a grudge race.
Of course.
It's heads up. I mean, it's a
oh,
done
yeah.
deal. We're stopping.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
George is right. Thanks for bringing that up, George.
That this is grudge racing, I mean, they have to have priority, which you already have. If you got a grudge race locked in, you got staging lane. You got a lane for them, you know? I mean, that's what we there for, you know? But again, like Slouch said, when it comes to the show, I mean, you gotta let the show go. You got to let the show,
yep.
you know, run. But in between that, I mean, shit, lock your asses in. Let's go. You know, I'm looking to like you said, Reg, man. I'm looking at that old WWF shit, man. Where, I mean, that what was it? What'd you call that? That Royal Rumble?
Royal Rumble, man.
Listen, man. Let them loose, man. Let them loose. Yeah.
Man.
Well, Shane, that's cool then. Hey, you said that's September the 8th?
Yeah, Sunday, September the 8th.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there.
I got guys coming from I got Long Island Joe out of New York. He coming up with a bunch of cars, and they ready to engage with all types of cars. They talking about they the best in the Midwest or in the East, but I'm trying to convince all my Chicago, Indiana, and Michigan guys to come in and prove them wrong.
they the best at what?
At grudge racing. They trying to say that they the king of grudge racing in over in the East, well, I guess in the Midwest East area.
Well,
I'm trying to invite all my Michigan guys and Indiana, Chicago to prove them wrong.
That's it. I mean, anytime anybody crossing them state lines coming this way within range, man, you got to engage them. You know, one thing, you got to let them know that the next time they decide to come up here, they either coming to spectate or you better bring a batter bitch, because the one you just left with ain't shit.
Well, I'm confident in our guys over here that we're gonna show up and show out.
That's it. That's what's happening, man. That's what's going on. Well, y'all know September the 8th is happening again on the 31st, man. Hey, Ridge, Slouch, I got to start something now because, you know, it's been picking at my head since we opened up the show. I seen that the Motor City Mafia has posted with regards to white trash. Who else was that? Leaky. Now this ain't coming from me. Listen to how. let me put my. Hey man, what they call that? Check this out. I ain't got shit to do with this now. But white trash, Leaky Leon, Beers, Bus Motorsports, which would be Avery, Donier, E-Works. My understanding is they a bunch of pump fakers, because the Motor City Mafia has tried to engage in one way or another with each of them and cannot get them to engage. I want to know what's happening. You know, beings, you know, yous are the Motor City Mafia.
Yeah.
Hello? Come on now. You know, hey, you know I'm a ass shit. I don't care.
I mean, it's the ball is in their court. We're waiting to see. Well, Motor City Mafia is waiting to see what the response is. But you can't respond to the response you sent out until someone else returns a response. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we're waiting to hear. We're waiting to hear back. It's a massive matchup. I want to think. You know, see. I think Wayne has an amazing car. He's amazing.
Correct.
He's put a lot of work in it, and he's a, you know, I consider him one of the good guys in racing. So, you know, I really want to see that. But you throw all that shit out the door when it comes to grudge, you know.
That's correct.
You know,
that's correct.
That's what I say. You know, somebody called you out back in the day. You want to walk up and say, hey, you know, word on the street, you want to holler at me, you know? And you know, that's a race the fans want to see, the meatball match.
And what you're saying right now, that's just what goes on, but now it goes on over the internet. But you got guys now that either, I miss that post you did. Okay, it's been up there for 3 weeks. You always go to that site, but you happen to miss the post where they calling you out. Or on the side, they stay crying. You know, why are you picking on me? What did I do wrong? I thought we were friends. I thought we were buddies. I mean, I could respect it more if a man told me, hey, man, I don't want to engage with you because I don't have a win. I think the race is gonna happen.
Me personally, I just think that, you know, everybody trying to, you know, like before you get ready for a big fight, you gonna make sure your shit right. And you know, I'll shut up until my shit's right.
You know, it's another thing with the fight game. If you overtrain, you're dead. Because everything you had to give, you left it in training camp. This grudge racing ain't no different. I mean, if you done put 100 laps on your car and that last ticket is no different than ticket number 50 or ticket number 10, that's telling you no matter what you do, that's all you got. So that goes back to you're going to have to know how to pick and choose your battles. But don't beat your chest that you got the baddest this, the baddest that. I'm this monster. I'm this gorilla. And you ain't willing to engage with those that feel they're at the same level as you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't find my man tonight, but because I sure wanted his input on this. Because, I mean, again, it's like you said, Reg, this is what the fans want to see. You know, these matchups, I mean, I'll give you an example. That Wayne and Little Tone matchup, epic. If them two make a clean pass, man, that's going to be for the books. Any guy out of, I'm going to call it the E-Works camp. Any one of those guys engaging, which all of these guys are all good, solid, quick cars. If they engage with any of the cars that the Motor City Mafia has, it's going to be epic. It's epic for the fans and gambling-wise, because, I mean, I don't know about anybody else, but the majority of us on here love to gamble. I mean, shit. Who knows who's going to have to call in a helicopter to load up? Shit. You know, I mean, it'd be big. They'd be real big. But again, you know, it's getting them there to fight, you know?
Hey,
what
let me
else you got going
let me,
on, brother? Yeah.
All right, let me tell you about this. On August 17th, Big Fred is having a Dream Cruise after party at 16915 East Warren at the East Village Bar and Grill from 8 p.m. to 2 p.m. And the cool thing about this is Fred has from East Warren to Harvard blocked off. He said, you know, he wants the fellas to come on down and show off their bikes, their hot rods. He got drink specials all night, and he's going to be promoting it a little bit more. I know he's out there with a street team doing some things, but, you know, the guys that don't want to get up, you know, as Dream Cruise has gotten so commercialized that it took away a lot of the grassroots with the big companies coming in and, you know, sponsoring everything, which is understandable. But like I said, Fred has a block of street from East Warren to Harvard blocked off for guys that guys can bring their cars down, show off their bikes, just come and hang out, fellowship. And like you said, he has the bar down there. And, you know, if you guys didn't get the address the first time, but it's 16915 East Warren, and it's called the English Village Bar and Grill, and it's going to be running drink specials from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. You know, it might be some, you know, some people engaging after that. So, yeah.
That's right. That's right.
But just if you guys could support Big Fred, you know, he's always the man on the grill. You know, Fred has a really nice bar. They're doing some things over there. So come over there and support him.
I got 313-8175.
What's happening?
Who's this?
Sounds like Pine. That's Pine.
Yeah. Your main man, man. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm late.
Hold on. May I ask who's calling, please? Hey, man. Hey, I ain't even gonna say nothing. Do you remember what you said to me one time? Said, boy, you got the power. Say something motherfucking wrong, and I'm going to show you that power on that button, boy. What's going on, big dog?
Ain't nothing, man. I've been out ripping and running, man. We got tied up at work. I apologize for being late. I see y'all holding it down. What's going on? What's good? Any lock-ins? What's the hot topic, man? What's going on?
I forgot about the lock-in. We need to get Skin online. They're trying to lock him up right now for the Trailblazer.
Uh-oh.
Ryan just called me, so they need to get Skin on the phone right now.
Big Danny, if you out there, I got some 773 numbers here. Big Sham.
Yes, sir.
Y'all can get in touch with Skin. Have him come on in. You know, we ain't ducking nobody. So, you know, we going to get him on the line.
What's Danny at with that weak motherfucker he got?
Hey, Danny. Yeah, I know he on here somewhere. Oh, yeah, by the way, he did send me a text. Johnny Quick has 7 days. I'm gonna read you the text he sent me. My bad, big dog. I just caught it. Johnny Quick has 7 days to respond to the $500 deposit. So if Street King is trying to lock him in, that man got 7 days. Put that shit on the wood.
Hey,
so.
Yeah.
Hey, man. I don't know whether you heard it or not, but I asked a question with what was posted by the Motor City Mafia with regards, I think the words were these pump-faking grudge races. And the individuals which were named, you know, I want to know what's happening. I want to know what's happening with those that were mentioned, which was White Trash, Little Junior, Leaky Leon, Butts Motorsports, who else was on it? Danye. I mean, you as the boss of the Motor City Mafia, I mean, shit. Come on with it.
Well, hold on. Was Tate the Great on that?
No, sir.
Oh, man, that's disrespectful. You got to have Tate the Great on there.
So are you classifying? Oh, I'm sorry. You did have E-Works on there. I'm looking at it again. So are you claiming that Tate the Great is a pump faking grudge racer?
No. I'm sorry. I misunderstood your question. I thought you were just saying. As far as spirit, ain't no pump faking in that man. Hey, when that man get the ball, he pulls the trigger.
So now I'm going to my next question. Would you like to engage with him?
Tate the Great.
Unless you're talking about Alexander the Great.
Hey, man, I'll engage with Tate the Great any day of the week and twice on Sunday. Absolutely,
okay.
I want to engage with Tate the Great.
Again, for all these 773, in fact, all you Illinois motherfuckers, don't get mad because I speak the way I do. If y'all could let Tate know, Tony would like to engage with him also. But my question
was... But, you
was,
know, me and Tate talked about it. He said... I think it's next week he's going to give me confirmation or not. But like I say, one thing about Tate the Great, you ain't got to ask him twice. You ain't got to ask Tate once. That fool going to go, man. He's going to go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
True grudge racer. Hey, man, who the fuck saying that shit, man? Hey, Tone, I hate that, man. Anytime a motherfucker say something about somebody in Illinois and it's in favor of Illinois, That motherfucker jump on there, always say some slick ass shit. Keep your ass off the motherfucking mic.
Congratulations. Hey,
so,
I hate to think, don't go.
Okay, so now, don't duck and dive my question. You want to start at the top of the list, or you want to start at the bottom of the list?
Hey, man, listen, Jay.
I've been accused of picking on people. I ain't got nothing else to say to none of them guys. They don't want to go to hell with it. I just don't appreciate when a joker invite me, you know, to the prom, and then when I get there, he don't want to dance. You know what I'm saying? You know, I've been offered packages from guys. I've been offered, you know, lock-ins and everything. Every time I agree to something, they pull out. But then they go to talking about, you know, my race record. I ain't got no race record. I ain't done that. How can I, man? I mean, if you walk up and mush a man in the face and he take off running, I mean, I can't make a man fight.
Chase after him. He might be trying to lead you into a trap. Chase him back.
Then they be talking about I'm picking on people. Why don't I leave people alone? So, you know, to avoid any negative publicity and looking like the bad guy, you know, everybody see what it is. It is what it is, you know. The guys don't want to go. You know, maybe one day they'll man up and come on, get out. But other than that, you know, all that, you know, my car is slow. I don't race nobody. It stay blowed up and all that. And, you know, I tell them, well, man, all I got to do is lock in. I'm going to dispel all of them rumors. And they won't do it.
So my question now to you is this. You know, I ask a lot of questions, motherfucker. With regards to the Motor City Mafia, with regards to Little Tony, that means that you will engage anything from, let's say, a daily driver to what?
A pro mom?
I'm sorry, you were picking up. I didn't hear that.
Within the Motor City Mafia, we got everything from daily drivers to pro mod cars that we'll engage with at any time.
Did you say any time?
He just called in, I think. Let me look see what the number is.
Let me see if 312-5790. Come on with it. May I ask who this is, please?
You know who this is. This Gangster Skin. You know who it is.
Skin.
Oh, that's hey, Tom. That's Little Caesar, motherfucker. That's the Black Caesar.
Skin, what's up, man? Yeah, this the Black Caesar, baby.
Hey, Skin.
Yeah, what's on you boys' mind?
Hey, man. Get down on they ass. Meatball, you still on here?
Man, Meatball won't hang up when he know I'm coming.
I'm about to put pan on freeway.
Hey, they trying to engage.
They got no money, man. Come on with it. Oh, they trying to engage with me?
Yes, sir.
I like to engage.
Hey, Big Sam, thank you very much for bringing me in.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah, look. Yeah, where these boys at? Come on.
Hey, Skin. You see they jumped into a conference call quick. You know them suckers get scared quick. That's what I've been talking about all night tonight.
Hey, Junior, is Danny still on here?
I think he was, sir. You got to excuse me because I had to step out on a cigarette break, but I'm going to let Skin handle this, and then I'll check it out.
Oh. Yeah, what are you guys at?
What's going on, Skin?
What's going on? Who that?
This is Terrell, man. What's happening?
What's up, baby?
How'd it go down there, man?
Yeah, let's see.
You know what? How'd it go out of town, man?
Oh, they blowed our ass out.
Oh, okay.
They blowed our back out, you know. They lied. They don't got no street cars. They lying, man.
Oh, they don't.
They got race cars with 24s on the front. Blew my ass out. Yeah, I ain't gonna tell no lie.
This one ain't gonna keep it real. Hey, yeah, hey, I got somebody got a lot of background noise, man.
Yeah, that's somebody with a lot of background noise. I don't know who that is.
Riding on the E-Way, you got your window open or something. Use your lights, please.
Show the truth. I got my windows up with the air on, baby. And it's blowing real low. Yeah.
Shorty, where you went out of town?
Who is this?
T.T.
I can't hear you. Who's that dude?
BT, what's happening?
Hey, BT, I'm on my way back now, baby.
Where you coming from?
It's a long ride home, baby.
So what's your name?
I was in Lincoln, Georgia, baby.
Oh, yeah?
I went all the way down, you know. And goddammit, it's an 8-mile, dirty-ass track. Old-ass country boy with gold teeth in their mouth. One car coming there with some 24s on it, on the front. And teeth on the back. Knock my ass out.
No shit.
Knock my ass out. Hey, we got a big on the car with the 24s on the front. Blow our ass out.
Dang.
Yeah. Yeah, we took the little red over. They blow our ass over out. Count it on. No.
Hey,
you know,
Skin.
Yes, sir.
Let me go through these bikes real quick and find out where that noise is at. Okay.
I can't believe they won't close the phone off. Got it.
I'm gonna open them back up. 248-8504. That's your mic, baby. You gotta mute it.
Okay.
Tone.
Yeah. They know who they were.
Okay. I got you.
What
back
up,
in. Let me open these back up, man.
Okay. Yeah, Tone. They blow my back out.
Yeah. If you
yeah,
have a case, baby, don't worry about it.
Oh yeah, where me falling at? They sweet. Don't even try that.
I mean.
He ain't asking. He ain't answering the phone.
Well, he better not answer the phone.
Hey, Skin.
Yes.
Trying to get some action with that trailblazer y'all got over there.
Who?
You.
I always want some action, man. Yeah, I want some action.
Trying to do something
yeah,
with
my
Jeep.
With your Jeep?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Got that old Jeep, huh? With your Jeep,
yeah.
Huh? It got all the seats in.
Yeah.
No turbo, no supercharger.
I didn't say all that.
Oh! Woo-wee. No. Won't get me with the twin table. Yeah. What you give me in my pickup truck that thing? Let me try you.
Oh, hell no. I can't get that pickup truck. Nothing, man.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to run trucks. What's the Z? I got a
truck.
Trailblazer.
What the fuck are you talking about? I got a truck. What the fuck wrong with you, boy?
I'm talking about SUV.
Okay, I got an SUV.
Nah, your motherfucking pickup truck ain't no SUV.
And it got truck plate. Fucker. Yay. Nigga, my truck heavy. We can go to the scale now. I already beat the lady rams out the money. Talking about how much you weigh.
I know your truck heavy, but I don't want none of that.
Knock it up. Yeah, you want to rob. You want to rob.
I'm looking for Trailblazers and Cherokees.
You got a supercharger or turbo?
Turbo.
Oh, no. That thing, they're running, baby. You got regular street tires on it?
Yep.
Ooh, oh, yeah, I'm going to try you with my truck. Come on. Try you head up.
You want to have regular street tires on yours?
Hell no. Do I got all-wheel drive? What the fuck is you talking about, boy? You got slick on. You just don't know if you got slick, but you got them. Get your motherfucking ass down. Knock your motherfucking ass out. I'm going to tell you have that pickup. You need nothing. Hey, the other motherfucker be talking about, man, you should watch Tony. Man, fuck Tony. He's nobody to me.
Can I put the lid on?
What you want to do? What you want me to be in Martin on the 31st? Knock your motherfucking ass out.
Yes.
Well, lock in then, motherfucker. Whoop your motherfucking ass.
I'm not gonna have no street tie on. I'm putting a sticky tie on if I gotta run your truck.
Oh, hell no, no. I ain't let you trick me like that, Tony. No.
So you can come with a slick and I gotta come with a motherfucking run flat.
You got all-wheel drive. Make it two-wheel drive, and you can come with what you want to have on it, boy. I'll put your ass, little boy. Just like having some ties on. You already got all-wheel drive. You think you're tricking the motherfucker.
Hey, let me go.
Man, who was that noise, man? That goofy.
Hey, I come with sock ties on it. You turn me loose.
No, man, what the fuck I look like turning you? I just told you, you got slicks on just like me. It's just like slicks. You got all-wheel drive, boy. You got some faster shit than me. But I'm going to still try you because I just got to try you. We're going to put on a show, man. I'm going to have a lot of people come down there and watch you fuck me up or I'll fuck you up, boy. Get your motherfucking ass down. And I did the same shit with the note. Come on down to your show and either get fucked up or you fuck me up.
Nah, that's right.
Come on. All that old lady ass shit you talking about, you know I ain't going for that shit. You already, goddammit, every time I try to stipulate something, you try to trick me with that goddamn pro mod you have. You know I ain't going like that. You gotta trick me with the goddamn yellow car. Man, the man had me, hey, Julie, the man had me bring a regular car down there. The man had a goddamn pro mod. And he couldn't even keep it running. I was so happy he couldn't keep that motherfucker running.
Hold on. Hey, Skin, he tried to engage you with what car? With the yellow car?
Man tried to engage me. Yeah, man, with a regular car when he first debuted it. I was the first motherfucker made him debut that motherfucker, Junior. See, I'm a gangster, man.
Right.
From the shot. Look, they studied talking about this and that. You don't know little Tony, this and that, and he know people. Man, fuck little Tony. Now, I locked his ass in. I came all the way to Milan. Got them one lockup money. You couldn't even get the car to the track. Then we finna lock in again. And I said, Tony, long as it's the same way, you gotta have that plastic intake on it. He said, I ain't never said that. He said he got a aluminum intake or some shit. I said, Tony, that ain't the intake.
Now, remember I said a forward facing throttle body. That was our discrepancy.
Wait a minute, say it again.
You said
I got a forward facing throttle body. I said, forward your dick. I don't care nothing about it being forward. As long as it's plastic intake that come on the car. He said, no. I didn't say it was plastic. I said, oh, okay, well, we ain't locked in, Tony. We're going to leave that alone. We're not locked in. You my friend. We're going to leave that shit alone. Then Mr. B come right behind me and lock in with the man. Said, he don't care nothing about no intake, but it got to be everything else that I said. I didn't tell the man he had to have stock suspension. I'm thinking the man got the independent suspension, like how the goddamn Camaro come. Man, that man came with a goddamn pro mod, man. I said, hell no. said, ooh-wee, Tony, you could have tricked the nation. You could let me book this car. Man, that man pulled that car, I swear to God, the whole track fell down. It was a goddamn museum. The whole track just fell down. Magazines came out, started taking pictures and shit. I said, Tony, you some celebrity, and you ain't won no money. I don't ever get me like that, Junior. You fuck around and got to throw my jet key, man. I got to
Hey, Tone, I got to ask you a question. Did you lie to my man?
No, I didn't lie. I did not lie to that man.
Yes, you did, man. You lied. You said, my wife bought me a 2010 Camaro. I'm driving it around some stick shit or some dumbass shit like that. Man,
that's
you
right.
Ain't come
it
with
was.
No motherfucker. It wasn't no stick shit when you came. You lying ass. You ain't even had no
wish
you wasn't on the
goddamn
thing.
It was when I got it.
It was a stick shit car when
hey,
I got it. Hey, look at this. Hey, Junior. Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir.
I just didn't go all into that, Junior. The man would have lost anyway, man. The man talking about wasn't no keys in the car. The man got the keys, he had all up in the car. I said, look at this damn fool. Oh, he thought he was real clever. But I said,
when you look in my car, you don't see no keys. That's what I said.
But I would have peeled some shit off and sink it. Fuck is you talking about, boy? But my money is, you crazy?
He wants to strip your ass down, butterball naked out
man,
there.
Man, I'm telling you, man, look, man, they opened the trunk of the motherfucker. He only got the stock gas tank. Man, the man said the car was stock appearing. Now, that's what he said, Junior. How's this
stock
appearing? The man got front spindle mount. Man, he can't even put the tires on the same way as another Z, man. How the fuck is he stock appearing, man? Okay, you're right. I'm sorry, Junior.
Hey,
you're doing it right.
Hey, speak,
Hey, boss. You correct, boss.
Hey, boss. Lock your motherfucking ass in. You got all the seats in the jiggy, and it looks stocked. I don't care what's under the hood. All the outside looks stocked.
Hey, man, let me close up some of these mics. I think it's going to be real interesting.
Hey, man, they still let their window down, man. They acting like it's back. I can't believe they keep doing that, man. Stop letting their ass listen, man. Stop opening up their mic.
Hey,
yes, sir.
Did you hear Tony Trapp any positive on Cash Hole?
I can't hardly hear you.
Somebody's phone got a lot of static.
Hold on a minute.
I think
he
got it
then. No, I ain't get him yet. I don't hear no more. They must have recognized it. I don't hear no more. They might have hung up. Now, who's that talking to?
Hey, Sean, that's Larry, man. Yeah, Sean, when he tried to put that promo out on you, did you let him carry any part of that cash home?
Hell no. I unlocked the money before he came. I smelled the rat. Hey, Larry, I smelled the rat. I said, do you want to run, what's my buddy's name? I said, do you want to run Lucky? He crazy the motherfucker. Man came with that goddamn pro mod. I said, golly. The man ought to be in the magazine, man. He coming over there fucking with us, Chitty Boom.
Skin did what he was doing.
Shout out, what up, baby? What's up, love?
Hey, did you just call for me, baby?
Yeah, he should have been running you. Shit, you got that. Oh, hey, Charlie, what's going on? I'm trying to lock Lil Tony in. He breaking up like a 38 Ford. He keep letting the window down and shit.
You ain't saying nothing like it, man.
You want me come with a factory tire. You got an all wheel drive car, man. They ain't stupid, man. You got slick on, motherfucker. What the fuck are you talking about, boy? You know what? I'll put some street tires on for your dumb ass.
You got a street tire on it anyway. You got a drag radar on the motherfucker.
Listen, dog. Goddamn Tony, hey Tony.
Hey Skin, so you gonna put a street tire on, you gonna put a street tire on the run, Tone?
Yes.
Okay, well I'm gonna put a street tire on mine.
Now get your ass down.
No. You gotta have a regular street tire. The one that comes from the factory.
Oh, so you're going to have an irregular street tire then. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm going to have a street tire, not a regular street tire.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going to have a street legal tire, if that's what he want me to have.
Hey, Skin, I'm trying to keep my job.
And guess what?
Hey, boss.
And Junior,
hey, boss.
Right, don't let him trick you, boss.
Don't let him trick you, boss.
Hey, I'm going to say this, Junior. Hey, Junior. He trying to treat me. He beat my truck go. I ain't never seen this truck in my life. So I'm going in the blind. He tricking me.
I had it out there at the last race.
Man, do you honestly think I paid it any attention? You wasn't trying to run it. Do you honestly think I paid it any attention? So stop lying, Tony. You fronting in front of your motherfucker, your worker. Hey, boss,
hey, man.
I know you're trying to keep your job, Junior, but he lying.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Tell me the goddamn lie. I had the Cherokee there, and I was making passes with it.
I don't know.
What'd you just say, Tony?
I say we have the, the, Detroit versus Chicago race, I had the Cherokee there. I was making passes in it.
You not listening to me. Skin ain't seen none of that, boy. I don't watch you, boy. You ain't no celebrity to me, boy.
Okay.
I'm not watching you, boy.
Sorry.
Hey, look. You think when they say, oh, Tony's in the truck that you towed the car with, the diesel turbo, you think I'm going to go over there and look at you? Who is you? I'm trying to say it to you, son. I like you. You pretty Tony to me. When I see you when I come in the track, I speak to you. I might hurt,
sir,
and I keep it moving.
Sir. A skin. Yep. Watch your tone of voice. Watch your tone of voice.
You're right. I forgot that was swamp. What is it? No, Tony. I'm not watching you like that. I'm not wheel watching you. You ain't nothing to watch. You something to watch with that pro mod, man. When you try to put a pro mod on me, telling me it's a regular car. But other than that, you got nothing to watch. What I'm be watching you on a stock car, and I know you ain't gonna do nothing. But now you done put your little old turbo on it. Come on. We'll knock your ass out. Come on. That ain't my, and I would run you with the goddamn trailblazer, but that's not my trailblazer. I can't lock that in. Now, you know, we'll call you on the morning show, the 1-800 keep it real, and the owner can lock you in with that. So I'm talking about, we on your show right now. I only can lock in my own shit, and if it don't nobody tow me down there, I'm going to drive that motherfucker down there and drive it in your ass, or you're going to drive yours in my ass. How you like
that? Yeah, I like that.
Now, you didn't see my truck. You didn't see the goat. I never seen your Cherokee in my life go. So all that you talking about, I seen the goat. I ain't seen it with no turbo, so stop lying. I don't care what kind of turbo you got. You got all the seats in it. They're like a regular truck, no cage in it. I'm going to look for the cage because I know where you be hiding them at. I'm going to look for the cage and, you know. I'm going to go on tell your ass, you know. I mean, you know, I don't got no turbo. I got just nitrous. Showed you the same thing I showed you last time, or whatever. I don't got no, if I got a turbo or supercharger, I automatically lose. Come on. I got one pipe on the car. Come on. I'll knock your motherfucking ass out or get knocked out. See, there's certain shit you can trick me with, Tony. But stop the bullshit, man. I ain't never seen your Cherokee in my life. If I did see it, you had bought it off the showroom floor. I saw your Camaro when your wife bought it. But the next time I seen it, it was totally different. It looked like you went to goddamn Neil Chance or Billy Clinton or some motherfucker. What you talking about, man? I don't need that shit. You see, all these people that are listening, man, you need to start telling the truth. Start lying so much, you have a better successful show. Stop the bullshit, man. All this old faggot ass.
Hold on. So you hey, saying,
yeah, hold
you
on.
Saying,
yeah, get him
you saying on. The man, you saying the man is lying? Is that what you saying?
Yeah, I'm saying that you're a boss. The person that you call your boss, he's running a fraudulent show because he's lying. He's lying talking about what I've seen. Yeah, I've seen
I didn't know if, I'm saying, I don't know if you saw it or not, but I said I had
okay,
it there.
Okay, but could you do this? But could you do this? Happen. But could you do this for the audience, though, Tony? Could you do this for me, for the audience? Could you tell him, yeah, Ian might have seen it, but it didn't have the turbos on it that he says on it now, or the turbo. They didn't have that on it when I seen it. Because if I would have seen it then, I would have drawn on your ass then. You a lying motherfucker, boy. You didn't bring it to my attention. If you would have indicated to me that you were spooling that thing up, I'd have spooled right in your ass, boy. What you talking about, boy? You would have spooled in mine. I know I did. Last time I came down there, you beat me. So I ain't tripping on that. And we bet it whatever you wanted to bet, Tony. So don't be fronting on this mic now. Whatever you wanted to bet, we got it on up there with the little old Noah. And we played.
Yeah.
You played him up.
Hey, turn the knife up on that
money.
Note. I'll try that note.
And you, wait a minute. What the fuck did you say, boy?
I say turn the knife off on that note. I'll try that note.
Oh, no. That motherfucker don't start up without the knife on. No.
Come on,
I ain't gonna tell you no lie. Now, but I will give your ass a little package now. You
what
got everything in drag racing with that Nova, boy.
Today?
You got the back tire, the brake. And we're going to clear your motherfucking ass into quota. Did we run that other car in eight? Dumbass boy. You know we don't run in no damn eight. And you go front. You know
hold
we
on.
Don't
what,
run in
what
no
was that? What was that you said again, Skins?
Hear what the fuck I said. He got everything in drag racing into the quarter mile.
I'll take
everything that you can think of in drag racing. He got it. Nah, if y'all
wow.
think that. See, I ain't heard nobody get nobody that spot yet, but I'm going to give it to
wow.
him with a street car, with a car with all the seats in it,
so
no cage in it.
You talking about the back tire. The back tire.
He got the
brake.
Back tire, the brake, and I'm going to clear his motherfucking ass down there.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah, now then, look at him. He's just giggling. Now, lock his motherfucking ass in. I'm going to lock his motherfucking back.
I don't want that much,
man. And guess what, Junior? If the car don't look the same way it looked the last time we came, he automatically wins. If it got armor all on the side, he wins. Because it didn't have none on there last time. If it got a dirt spot that wasn't on there last time, he automatically wins. How you like that? Yeah. If that teddy bear ain't on the back seat with the seatbelt on it, he automatically wins. Now y'all really got these people with this background noise, man. Y'all got some faggots on the phone.
I'm going through.
But you should
again.
Have to
you
do all that. They're making
money.
You work too hard, hey, Junior. They're making you work too hard for that money, Junior. You should have to do that, man.
Hey, Skin.
Stop that, man. You should have to do that shit. Yes, sir.
Hey, Skin. I'm gonna make
yes,
it real easy. Watch this. See that?
I like that.
They told me I had the power. It's called that little blue button. Hit that motherfucker.
Man, I like that.
I like that.
Put BT back on the mic. Put BT back on the mic.
Tone on. Hey, Tone on there. Shit. Hey, Tone.
Tony, can we lock in, boy? Can we
no,
lock in, Tony?
I ain't comfortable with that. No, I can't do nothing with either one of them.
Man, you just want to rob them, motherfucker. I ain't never coming to your show no more. And I ain't coming
man,
to your
how am I trying to rob? Because I said I want to run another SUV.
I do got an SUV. Consider mine an SUV, man. That's an SUV. Now, you front. That's the SUV. I can't book nobody else shit. And then,
well,
you know, it's acting funny.
You,
somebody don't
you,
work and all that shit.
I'm saying, if you come with a good tire, I want to put a good tire on.
But
I
you
put a
common
tire on that.
I didn't tell you. Oh, Tony. Because you front in front of everybody. Once again, I got to straighten your ass out. Did I tell you to come with a 67 Nova? I didn't tell you couldn't come with an RXF, but you came with it. I didn't tell you. No,
man,
I didn't get
that,
no. Man, you on the mic, man. Just let me and Tony talk, man, because they some faggots on all these other people.
That's
letting their window down like
that. That's what I'm doing. I'm shutting them all down.
Yeah, shut down and let them listen. Just let them listen to me and Tony. This is the me and Tony show. This is the Skin and the Tony show.
I got one question. Before you got
come on
the
with
mic,
it, Junior.
Skin, they asked for you. 4, 5, 6 times. Now Caesar done got
on
the mic.
Oh, no, I ain't put nothing in. You say what? They asked for me 4, 5 times, and that ain't on there, huh?
Okay, and now that you got on the mic, ain't nobody saying nothing.
They scared, man. They can't take this pressure I'm going to put on their ass, man. Even
now,
when I lose, I win, Junior.
Now, I done closed up all the mics, but it's real easy. Because all they got to do is hit their one button to disengage and then hit the one button and they can engage right back in if they're really trying to talk to you. Because
right.
I only got you and Tone open. I'm hoping y'all going to come to some type of understanding and lock this shit in. Because now I'm going to say it like
right,
you
said, Skin.
Right, that's
what I'm saying.
Y'all on some motherfucking
bullshit. I don't understand what's going on. Yeah.
I'm trying to go.
But Tony can lock in. He can come to my show on September 8th. I'm going to put on a show for his ass.
I'm going to be there.
Yeah, this ain't no
anything,
real big shit. It's my shit.
Anything to show up with 20 anything on it, down on their ass, I'm going.
With your Cherokee?
Uh-oh.
That's right.
With your Cherokee?
Yes, man, is you crazy?
Uh-oh.
We'll get your ass fucked up, boy.
Okay.
Hey, what if we come with a little G body with some 22s on it? You get us to break?
You got 22s all the way around, get his ass down.
You gonna, No. Is you going to get us to break? We got rear wheel drive, boy. You got all wheel drive. We're going to have regular street tires on with 22s, boy. Get your ass down. Get us to break. We're going to try you, boy. I'm tired of you fronting.
I don't believe you're doing nothing with the weak ass top.
You gonna have 22s all the way around?
22s all the way around with regular street tires, boy. We won't take the brake. No turbo, no supercharger. You ain't nothing, man. See, you're breaking up. See what I'm talking about, Junior? This boy breaking up, man. That boy ain't trying to do nothing, man. A weak-ass motherfucking truck, man. I'll see right through him. Now, he can trick me right now. I'll see right through him. Man, I'm going to take my pickup truck and beat his ass. He's scared to death. Come
on. I run that car head up.
Man, get your lead ass out of here. Well, I'm going to run your head up with my truck, boy. Chance down.
Okay, but I'm going to put a good tire on mine like you're going to have a good tire on yours.
No. Give me the brake, then. Give me the brake. We try your motherfucking ass. You ain't nothing.
He asking a street car for the brake.
Who asked the street car right for the brake? Who said that faggot ass shit?
Hey, Kimo, a motherfucker I'm going to drive from Michigan to Illinois and he wants some.
No, you won't. If you drive to Illinois, I'm beating your ass head up. Put your tires on. Lock your ass in, boy. I got to see you coming up in here. I'll be waiting on your
race.
Lock your faggot ass in, boy. And I don't care what kind of tires you put on. You can put slips all the way around it. As long as that motherfucker got all the seats in it, don't
lock it in. Come on, lock it in.
Where your check is?
Here go the two steps.
That ain't no two steps. Y'all some dumb motherfuckers. Why don't y'all give away y'all money? That's why y'all working now. That's why y'all working for it. Fuck him. What year is it, Tony? And I'm tired of you running, boy.
An old bitch. An old six.
Yep. Lock your ass in, as long as that motherfucker. Now, you heard what I said. Now, I got to have all the seats in it. The factory seats, my son. Factory seats. No cage. Come on.
Didn't I just tell you I'm going to drive the motherfucker to the track?
Hey, man, you a driver with one bucket in it with your dumb ass. You don't want nobody to ride with you, know it.
What? What are all your stiffs? Because I know you got a million of them.
I already told you, man. Everybody heard them. This shit recorded, ain't it? Put it. Listen to it back over again on the goddamn internet. You know what the fuck to do. I would think this shit being recorded. I would think. So I don't know what you thought. Okay, lock your motherfucking ass. Junior heard me, but I really don't even like Junior's opinion because he's keeping his job and all that old shit. We need somebody else on the mic.
What
the fuck going on? Hey, Skin. Yes.
Listen, man. Lock your motherfucking race in and keep my name out your mouth. I'm doing my motherfucking job. Leave me the fuck alone.
I'm sorry,
you
want to
fight?
I'm sorry,
fight with
sir.
Tony.
No, I do not. I'm sorry, sir.
Let's go.
I'm sorry, sir. Back to you, Tom. Tom, get your ass down.
Okay, what is the race, man?
You said you got a stock 2006 Cherokee. Got the flat hood on it, right?
That's correct.
Custom built stock, so it should have had a flat hood on it, right?
That's right.
Top six, okay. All the seats in it. The seats that come in there, from the factory. No cage in it.
That's correct.
I don't care
nothing
about what's under your hood.
That's correct.
You got the regular
calibers and shit on it, right?
And it got to be all wheel drive. It can't be they just switched it to rear wheel drive, got front runner slicks on it.
How many motherfucking stipulations you gonna have, man?
Hey Junior, I got to do this, man. The man come with the 2010 Camaro, man, look like a robot. I said, golly, I thought he borrowed somebody.
Hey, Tom, basically, telling you, man, you pulled your peck out the last time and you scared the fuck out of him.
No, you know what? He didn't scare me. I just know I got to say some extra things now. But guess what? I said some extra things then, Junior. I'm telling you, I didn't pay him no lockup money. I unlocked the money before he even got here. Now, ask him now. I ain't going to tell him no lie. If he would have came here, he would have got paid. I told him, no. If he would have came here with a plastic intake, like I said, if I would have forgot to say plastic intake, me and that man would have never unlocked the money. The man would have got paid.
Right.
I told the man, Tony, we cool. We ain't locked in. We ain't got a car. And he locked in.
Hold on.
He locked in.
Hold on one second.
I got him out of there. Go ahead.
But I want to lock him in, though. Yeah, I want to lock him in. Yes, sir. What time did you say? Hold on.
Yeah.
What you said? Hold on.
Hey, Slouch. You still on?
Hold on one second.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey,
hey, Slouch.
Were you able to get in touch with whoever it was that was looking for skin?
Yeah, is Meatball still online?
Yeah, he's still on there.
Right there.
Yeah. Meatball. Yeah, where Meatball?
His mic ain't muted, is it?
No, his mic is open.
Gonna meet his ass. Yeah, he ain't gonna get on there. He is scared
of right there. That's it. Close to him.
Yeah, I can't tell. I sit close to me. Why are you fronting, boy? I lock in the nation sitting close to me, boy. What are you talking about? What's wrong with him, Junior? I just got to keep losing for them to feel like I'm scared to lock in something.
But
then I'll be a damn fool.
The Cherokee said similar to you, scared,
boy. I will knock his ass out or get knocked out, boy. What are you talking about?
You
why did you say I'm scared to lock in and I just tried to lock in 10 times?
You got a million stiffs on it.
You smoke, I'll stiff your ass. Stiff you. What the fuck is you talking about? You don't tell me what to stiff. Hey, listen to this. He didn't come to you and try to race you. I forgot. Y'all don't race each other. Damn. The fuck you mean a million stiffs and a man called a goddamn pro mod? And I'm thinking he got a goddamn 2010, a new car. Man, get the fuck out of here, man. You think I'm stupid? What the fuck is wrong with you? I got a million stiffs. I should have more than that. Fuck wrong. I shouldn't even fuck with him no more. But I'm still trying to go. Fuck wrong with you? I got a million stiffs. And the man came with a fucking pull mod and you part of it. Yes, you would say that. He ain't mean stiff with your lady ass. Kimo, you ain't nothing a lady. A professional lady, too.
Hey,
you a professional drag queen.
After they blowed your ass out down there in the South, you became a lady, too, huh?
No. They just fingered me a little bit. I didn't become a lady.
6:30. 15:51. Your mic is open. 6:30. 15:51. Hello.
You ain't no. Yeah. Huh?
15:51, your mic is open. Come on in.
Junior, what's going on? Shout it.
Man,
them boys
what's
don't
happening?
They don't want to see you, man. They just talking shit. They just talking for the mic right now. Man, I would knock Tony ass out. He ain't nothing to me.
Nah, I'm going to tell you something, Danny. He was looking for you.
Yeah.
He did
who
say
was
he was
for
looking for you. Tony.
I got a stock truck. But we'll take that STD, this motherfucking ass. Hey, you know what? Time to drive that bitch over. We're going to run. He can put his tires on. We're going to run him head the fuck up on 130. Whatever they say for. Ooh-wee. Now, I like that now. Get his motherfucking ass over 130. We'll beat his motherfucking ass for whatever you say for. We'll help him put his tires on and beat his motherfucking ass.
Ooh-wee. Hey, Danny, I only said hold on.
I'm listening, and I'm waiting. Kimo,
so,
what you betting?
Drive
your motherfuckers. Matter of fact, you ain't even got to drive it. Tow that bitch over and put your motherfucking slicks on. We'll run you head the fuck up on 130th, man. Fuck you. You ain't talking about nothing.
What do you have?
With Shorty pickup truck and your motherfucking Cherokee. One on 10 or better, man. With your motherfucking tires on.
Wait, go Z in that. Don't talk too
daddy to him. Go Z in that. Man, fuck that. I've been listening. He's steady working with that Cherokee. Get your funky ass on 130. Tow that bitch over here. We don't want you head the fuck and put your tires on, man.
Hey, Danny.
We ain't got to wait for no motherfucking
man,
show or nothing.
September 8th, man. We're going to do it September 8th, Danny.
Man, get his ass over here. We going 130, Shorty. Fuck him. You know how we used to do it.
I understand that. But we're going to do it at
September 8th.
I'm going to be there September the 8th and down on Shorty's ass. I'm trying to coach. And
man,
yours
get
too,
your
if you show up at that motherfucking trailblazer.
Hold on. Hey, Danny, please don't say that. Fuck him, man.
Okay.
You gotta tell him your truck stock. Fuck him.
Okay.
My truck stock. I'm gonna stock in his ass. Fuck him, man. Please don't tell him your truck stock.
Hold on.
Don't try to
with the truck
stock.
Say I thought it was stock. Hold on. Shorty, I'm tired of him talking. Get his ass up. Man, he can come in the middle of the week. We go on 103rd like we used to and beat his motherfucking ass. Tell him put him in that clothes and pull it down here.
Danny, I understand that, but I want him to come to my show. I want him to come to the track.
Hold on, Shorty, double lock his ass in. But come over here, then go to the show.
Hold on, though, Danny, you're going too fast, baby. I want him to lock his ass in.
Danny, where your truck be at the track?
Don't go on
130th. Man, that motherfucker works like 131. Boy, what the fuck are you talking about?
Nah. Hey, you shouldn't worry about it. See, Danny, you fucking up again. Because they should want to go to 130th. I'm the one going to spin. They got all wheel drive, Danny. Let them finger themselves, Danny, please. They stupid. Some motherfuckers, they should want us to go on the street. But I don't want to go on the street. Cause I don't want the police taking his car or taking my car. Leave that alone, Danny. Get your faggot ass down, Tony. See, you stopping them from locking in, Danny.
September 8th, man. Danny, when you get
they breaking up like a 38-4. They trying to wait till the show wall, Danny.
He said September the 8th. Danny, will you be there?
I sure the fuck will. Why wouldn't I be?
You gonna have your trailblazer there.
Sure will.
Yeah, man. Lock your motherfucking ass in. Lock in with me, motherfucker. That's all you gotta say, Danny. You keep saying your don't tell him you're trailblazer nothing. We gonna lock in, boy. Lock in with that pickup truck. And we're going to go get the trailblazer, and we're going to lock in with that. That's on the next show. We're in your next show. We'll lock in with the trailblazer on the next show. This show is for the S10, baby.
Every Sunday.
That's all you
got
to say to him, Danny. You don't know what to say to this little old boy. Lock your bitch ass in.
That's I didn't say that was Tony's talking.
No,
I was just
you keep saying. No. That's not what I'm saying, Danny. You was telling him, lock in. Do this. My trailblazer stock. No, it ain't. It ain't stock. We're going to stock his ass. Fuck him, man. Lock in with that S10, boy. Fuck your motherfucking ass in. You see they breaking up. You don't hear him saying nothing. You can hear a goddamn pin,
when you go to talking, can't nobody say shit.
Okay, well, I'm through talking. Lock your ass in, boy. Why don't you lock in for him, Kimo?
Damn, I was going to lock in. Y'all got 10 million motherfucking stipulations, man.
Man, why don't you go on with that bullshit? Just like you got some. You got them too.
I don't have no stiffs.
I tell you what, I'm going to run you with an SUV. Lock in, man. I'm just tired of you talking. Run you with an SUV. SUV to SUV. Nah. Lock your ass in. Regular street tie to regular street tie. Nah. Lock your ass in, boy. Because I'm tired of you fronting, boy. Lock your ass in. Now, all I forgot to do is stay the fuck out of my business. Lock your ass in. I don't give a fuck what you got. Come with a chance.
So
I'm going to come with a truck.
Hold on. Listen, Matt. We go what? SUV to SUV. That's what you're saying.
SUV to SUV. Regular street tie to regular street tie. The tires that come from the factory, motherfucker. You ain't nothing, boy. Now lock your ass in. Oh, hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
How much you want to lock in, man?
Now they got static in the background. This is
I'm asking you, how much do you want to lock in? We're going to run SUV to SUV.
To SUV, regular street tie to regular street tie. I'm going to lock in twice. I'm going to lock in with that, and I'm going to lock in with my pickup truck. Eat up, both of them. 500 for both of them. 500 on 500 on 2500 or better, both races. Lock your ass in. I'm tired of you fronting. I'm locking in a blind with somebody else's truck. Goddamn it, then I'm going to go take. If they don't get to me, if it's broke, then I'm going to lose that money. I'm going to lock you in twice. Lock your ass in, boy. I'm tired of you fronting, Tony. I'm tired of you fronting. Yeah, y'all giggling now.
I don't like that.
Lock your ass in, boy. Put your weak ass in, Keith, with your faggot ass. I'm going to knock your ass out, boy. Yeah, get your ass down, bitch.
Like
talking that bullshit, boy. I'm going to lock you in with an SUV, motherfucker. Street tie to street tie, regular street tie. Then I'm going to take my pickup truck and beat your ass. I'm either going to whoop your ass with both of them, or I'm going to lose both of them, or I'm going to lose one and win the other. We're going to do something. Get your ass down. We're going to make it a show, because I'm tired of you fronting, boy. Come on. Say you want to run an SUV, I'm going to run you with an SUV. Not an SUV, you automatically win. Come on. Yeah, it's not a pickup truck. Nah. Yeah, and it weighs more than my truck. I'm going to put it on the scale.
What's the power at it?
Huh? There you go. What's the power with your lady ass? I don't know what my power additive is. I don't know what it is, baby. Yeah, just like you don't know my power additive on my pickup truck. But I try to tell you what it was. You want to play this game, we're going to play some games. Come on. We'll see you going to win the game. Come on.
You already said the power additive was nitrous. I've seen the nitrous on your truck.
Okay, I might have switched it. I might have got turbos on my truck now. But that's not important, because I already told you that my truck don't have no turbo or no supercharger. But you want to play these motherfucking games. You said you want to run an SUV, coming with an SUV and my pickup truck. The pickup truck is a pickup truck. It's not an SUV. I'm going to run you with the FDN pickup, which is mine. You know it already. And I'm going to run you with the SUV. Now get your ass down. Put regular street tires on. Come on. I'm tired of you front. Or you can put your tires on, and I'm going to put my tires on the SUV, and we're going to play. Now, you like that? Now, see if I'm woofing, motherfucker. Lock your motherfucker ass.
Your SUV, I can't know what it is, what the power is. I can't know nothing about
it. It's an SUV. It's just think of it like this. It could be like you. It might just got nitrous. It might just got a turbo. It might just got a supercharger. It's an SUV, motherfucker. What difference do it make? You got the cream. You got the cream of the car. What difference do it make what it got on it if you got turbo or turbos? I don't know if you got 2, 1, 5. I don't give a fuck, boy. With your Cherokee, get your ass down. I'm just tired of you fronting, man. Whoop your motherfucking ass, boy. Or you gonna whoop my ass? I'm not saying I can't win. I can't lose. I'm just saying though. I'm just tired of you fronting. We gonna lock it in and you show. Because you're fun. Come on. I know you bullshit. Come on.
Hello?
Look at him thinking. Look at him thinking. See, I think motherfuckers think. I don't need daddy help. I want daddy to be the fuck quiet. Get your ass down. Now, daddy can say what he wants to say. He betting all his own money like he did with the Mustang. He betting all his money. So I ain't mad at what he's saying. Let's be cool. Get your ass down, boy. We don't got nothing over your stock. Everything got race mode. Come on. Go try your motherfucking ass. Come on.
Tony, how are you?
Lock your ass in, boy. I'm going to lock your ass in twice. I'm tired of you fun. You're going to get you some motherfucking action, boy. Come on.
I don't want none of that. I don't want none of that skin.
Nope. Tony, what happened?
Huh?
What happened, Tony?
You said what?
I said what happened, Tony?
You want me to lock you into a ghost vehicle?
Wow, I'm locking in to a ghost. I ain't never seen your Cherokee, boy. I got a GMC SUV. Come on.
But you're talking about you going to get somebody. I'm talking about waiting
for you. No, I ain't, man. Just being this, boy. It's mine, motherfucker. Fuck is you talking about, boy? It's mine. Look. Danny Trailblazer, mine. Everybody's car is mine. I took them all.
Well,
I'm a gangster.
I want to run Danny Trailblazer, and I want to run Torrance Trailblazer.
Listen to me. I'm going to get an SUV and try you, boy. You just one type of faggot.
ain't never seen your Cherokee. You seen they trucks, and you want to run their trucks, which is cool. If they want to run you with their truck or if I want to run you with their truck. I'm not putting no name on no truck. Get your faggot ass down, boy. I got a truck.
Not 901. Your mic is open.
Yeah, come on, 901. Hey, what's on your mind? What's up?
It's weird, man. We're just leaving out of Canyon. How y'all guys doing? We're just leaving out of Canyon. It rained us out down here. Goddamn gadget. Got a little Indian.
Oh, yeah, we just chilling. I'm trying to lock Pretty Tony sweet ass in. Because, you know, I ain't
here. What's going on?
We're just leaving Canyon, Mississippi down here at Gadget and Wilson race. We shipped
the I just left Macon, Georgia. They blew my ass out down there.
Hey, yeah.
Tony, is you gonna lock your ass in?
No, I don't want none of that skin.
Well, stop fronting. Now, you want to lock in one pickup truck? You can just lock in one pickup truck. That's not a ghost. I'm going to run your ghost truck, motherfucker. Lock your ass in, boy.
What's the race with your truck?
Head up. You ain't nothing, man. You ain't going to give me nothing. Chance down. Head up, boy. Chance down.
I try.
Lock your motherfucking ass in, boy.
Where we locking in?
We can lock in right now. Fuck you mean? When we locking in?
How much we locking in?
$500 on $2,500 the better.
Okay.
With your 2006 Cherokee, with all your seats in it, no gate. With tattoos on. You know what the fuck I said.
Okay.
We locked in $2,500
the better. Hold on. And what's the
steps
on your end now? You telling me I got
to come on, then. Come on, then. You said what?
I say you saying I got to have a flat hood and all the seats in the truck, right?
Yeah, the stock seats that come in it. You got a 2006 Cherokee. Yeah.
Right.
No road agent.
Correct. And you coming with your pickup truck on the
drag wheel. Yeah, my same pickup truck that you seen me and Martin with, man. My same S10, baby.
Okay.
And you said what you say? You said something else. I didn't quite hear.
I'm saying
I want to get all your tips right.
Before you was talking about I had to have a stock tie on. I could put a sticky tie on it.
No, you said you gonna have a street tie, a regular street tie.
I didn't tell you that.
And then what you?
No, that's what
you was begging
saying. I didn't say that.
All you was begging for a fight, your regular street tie. But put your tie on. Put your sticky tie on, man. Come on.
Alright. Come on.
Lock your ass in.
Head up out the back door. Your S10
yes.
On whatever tire and my Cherokee on whatever tire.
Yeah. Your 2006 right. Cherokee, sir. Your 2006 Cherokee, sir.
That's
with
right.
Your stock seat in it, sir, with no cage in it.
That's correct.
With your flat hood. Because I ain't never seen your Cherokee. You seen my pickup truck.
That's correct. All right, come on. We got $500 on $2,500.
On $2,500. Okay.
September 8th.
Yeah. No limit dragway.
That's right.
Okay. Okay, now back to the show.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about now.
See how you twist the mind of a lunatic.
Now, you know what? There
the
wasn't a motherfucking
was, the
thing
goal, hold on,
about
we locked
that.
In already, Tony. I'm trying to tell my peers something. The goal was to lock him in with the pickup truck, whether we win or lose. It don't matter because we lose. But the goal was to lock him in with the pickup truck. The man went to talk about your trailblazing and all that. You hollering back and forth, 130th and all that. That's why I told you. Be quiet. Watch me make his dumb ass lock in to the truck because all I do is got to mention the truck that he never seen. See, he's a jackass. This is what I'm trying to explain to you, man. That's how you work the mind of a stupid motherfucker. Drinking, man. Now, we ain't drinking with the truck because he might win. The goal was to get in the lock-in with the pickup truck and quit talking about these different trailblazers and all this that we can't even get in touch with. That's all. I tricked him. I pulled a ghost car out of my hat. He never seen the SUV. I just saying some shit. He's a dumb motherfucker. But he might blow my ass out. Come on.
I was trying to run your truck from the start. What the fuck is you talking about?
No, you wasn't, man. You wasn't trying to run on my stipulations, sir.
That's how you get them hot. And then, like you said, you make them lock into the pickup truck.
I'm telling you, y'all know how to get him hot, man. I ain't saying that y'all
I had him hot, Shawty. He was over there, like, you know what I'm saying? He was over there thinking.
No, you had him hot enough. I'm telling you what the hot you had. You had him hot. So you made him keep talking about your trailblazer, and you keep talking about your trailblazer stock. Stop that. Fuck, it ain't stock. Ain't none of them stock. Fuck him, man.
Hey, man, okay. Well, hey, Dan, get your motherfucking ass down. That's what I want you to do.
See, now you can just laugh at him, Danny, because he locked in with you. Pick him up in the truck that you want to bet your money on.
Yeah, he got
now. Fuck him, man. Fuck him. Bring your trailblazer up there and pee on him, man. Fuck him. Bring it up there and just sit it right beside the Cherokee and let him keep begging to run you. That's all. That's all you got to do, man. That's how you get them hot. Now, that's how you do it. Now,
hey,
I ain't saying we're going to win the race.
We got about three minutes, Tone. You can close this up, brother.
Yeah, close it up, sweet.
Oh, Junior, you got a lot of background noise. Can you find that right
quick?
Let me get on mute.
Yeah, come on with it.
Oh, Danny had the whole gang there today, boy.
All right. Hey, Shorty, he said we ain't got but 2 minutes left. Don't plug the race, the September 8th. Don't tell them about your show.
I don't know how I got to put on this show, but you're going to intervene on some parts of the show, about 5 minutes of it. I'm going to knock your ass out, or you're going to knock my ass out. But the show, September 8th, No Limit Dragway, is going down. Bring your kids. Bring everybody you want to bring. It's going to be a hell of a fire show. But, Tony, me and you going to put on the best show. Should we save our show for last?
That'd be the grand finale?
You said what?
You said that'd be the grand finale?
I don't know. I'm thinking, should it be the grand finale or should it be early? Because them fast cars, you know, once they see these slow-ass cars we got, they might don't even like that. We gonna pull something off though. It'd be hot.
Either way, September 8th, man. This
shit on the
mic.
September 8th, me and Skin locked in.
We're gonna be the halftime show.
There you go.
Yeah. We're gonna be the halftime show.
Skin's S10 pickup on spray versus my truck.
Why would you say on spray? You don't know what my truck on. So I don't even know what you're talking about. I'm on spray. You said what?
I said it was on spray.
I said that 17 hours ago. What that got to do with when we just locked in, sir? You had stipulations and I had stipulations. Now you're making up something else.
Okay. Well, Skin's truck against my
truck. I'm just straightening you out, man, because it's on spray.
Okay.
But that ain't what you said, boy. So stop it. Stop it, boy. But it's on spray, though, Tony. But guess what? You're not going to never look under the hood. Because you ain't never looked under the hood. I ain't going to never let you look under the hood.
Okay. You're right.
But it's on spray, though. No turbo. No supercharger. But that ain't when I lock my money in.
Hey, Joe. Y'all two motherfuckers going to keep going back and forth, man. Listen.
Hey, I'm just keeping it real, man. Because you're lying, man. Again, and you letting him lie, Junior. But
August,
I forgot.
August,
to keep your job.
Listen here. August the 31st, U.S. 131, Martin, Michigan, last man standing. September the 8th, No Limit Raceway, what is it? A streetcar madness? Is that it? Am I correct?
Man, it's an every car madness.
Well, I'm just letting people know what's happening.
Okay.
Again,
okay.
August 17th, Big Fred. He got the cruise going on. Make sure you guys give him the support. We'll be posting it up on the website. Have the address and the number so you can get in touch with him, man. Hey, Tone, close this out, man.
All right. We appreciate everybody listening to the show tonight. Skin, you, and everybody else out there on that road, y'all be safe and have a safe trip home. And appreciate everybody listening in. And we'll holler at y'all next week, same time, same channel.
Okay.
All right now.
All right.
Take care, little Tony. Take care. Take care, little Tony.
All right now.
Later on.
Skin. Yeah.